Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home scene. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cause now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. Got the squad back. Brian Shane, what's good?
Going on, good people.
Yo.
We took a week off, right?
Yeah.
Took a week off, you know, when more adult stuff happened, but we back in the lab. We just wrapped up week six.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just wrapped up week six, so y'all know we here to give our overreactions. It was a lot of BS that happened this week with the Jets and Browns and all them. It's crazy, but yeah, we'll jump right into the overreactions. Shane, I'm starting with you, bro. You need to redeem yourself from the last episode's joint.
The Browns are the new 49ers after beating them this week.
Oh, you please explain that.
Okay.
They have the best defense in the league, debatably. Yeah. I'll start with that. Because I thought I actually heard them say they were number one, but
they
that's
have.
Hard to...
Through this point in the season, they have the best yardage given up amount in like the last 40 years.
Okay, so. Okay. They're the new 49ers of this year. Yeah, I mean, people just don't really... that. We just saw them face off against one of the best teams in the league. You can say what you want to say about Brock Purdy. He had all of his henchmen on go until they got hurt throughout the game. Kittle was very ineffective against that Browns defense. McCaffrey, you know, he's going to get something. They have a good O-line. They have a great scheme. They coach. I mean.
Well, in Kittle's defense, they definitely need a better block. You know, that's what Kittle's main best skill is.
And that speaks to the Browns defense because mm-hmm. they do still swarm. And also, I mean. Now, this part is where it's a little bit of reach. Because, well, I said the new Niners defense, but. Watson is, we can probably say, during his good games, is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy.
For sure.
Cooper is probably the best receiver, not weapon, but the best receiver out of both those teams, would you say? I mean, maybe I use comparable, but he's not
Cooper. I probably say best in the league or something.
I'm not doing that far of an overreaction.
Nah, yeah, he's the best receiver between those two teams.
And, yeah, I mean, if they can get some good offense going, they have a chance to really stir some things up in the AFC North. I do know Nick Chubb is gone, but that would have also compared him, if you know, to McCaffrey as a top tier back. I'm not going to put a number on it. And, yeah, I mean, they have everything that they need aside from current quarterback play to win the AFC North.
So Browns and the new Niners.
Yeah, that's the leading.
So Browns are going to win that division, I assume, is what you're saying too?
They have the opportunity to.
Okay.
Yep.
I like that. I'm going to just start off firing for real.
Let's go.
Overreaction. Just go ahead and say it. The NFC's best quarterback is Jared Goff.
Let's go.
Like I said, I don't know if I believe it. The numbers support that.
For sure.
The eye test right now supports that. When you compare him to like a Jalen Hurts or a Dak
Tyrod Taylor.
He's better than Daniel Jones.
He looked better than Daniel Jones.
Matt Stafford's back in that conversation now too, because he's been healthy this year. But yeah, Jared Goff has been the best quarterback in the NFC this year, definitely. I don't know if I'd say he's like if we're talking about this year, he's probably top five quarterback in the league thus far through six games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm ready to jump that far. It's probably true anyway, but definitely through six games through the season thus far, Jared Goff, best quarterback in the NFC. And at this point, I'd probably even say this slight 2-for-1 special here. Top 3 MVP conversation, and he's not 3 for sure. So, yeah.
I like it. You know I like it. I wasn't believing in the Lions at first. Now they tied.
What up?
My first overreaction is, actually, I think I used this before, and I'm going to double down on it. But Rams are going to win that division. Yeah, okay. It's crazy because the Niners are in that division.
Mm-hmm.
But Rams still look good, and they just – now they had – you know, we had the joke that, you know, last year it was Stafford and Kupp. Kupp was the only dude Stafford would throw to, and now he has another receiver. What's his name?
Puka Nacua.
Yeah, Puka and Kupp, who when we were trying to figure out last week how it would look with both of them out there. And,
scary.
Yeah, for sure. Because we didn't know if it was like going to just be all back to Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just going to be less ease Kupp in and throw straight to
Puka.
Puka. Mm-hmm. His name is weird. But then he mixed, Stafford mixed him in with both.
Yeah.
And even with no Kyron Williams, I know they played the Cardinals, but still, no Kyron Williams. So basically, no running game. You're saying Stafford looks good. You still got McVay there and you still got Aaron Donald. Without, even though the rest of the defense struggles at times, you still have the best D tackle in the league, despite you know, recency bias to other people, other names when people want to throw out there. It's still Aaron Donald. So that's where I'm gonna go. Rams will win the NFC West. Shane.
Okay.
Question is, who gonna bring the Herbert overreaction out first?
It's not me.
Is it even an overreaction at this point?
It's true.
Overreaction. Hurts is a fraud and a system quarterback.
Mm.
Not Herbert. It's just Jalen Hurts. We saw what happened against a team that was riddled with injury going into this week. I thought that my boys over in Philly was going to go out there and get the job done simple. No, you know.
No Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, no Sauce, no. Was it Witherspoon? I think that was definitely.
No, Witherspoon is with the Seahawks.
Okay. It's
Breece Hall.
Yeah, no, Breece play.
Things like DJ.
But it was the second, it was the second corner, and I'm like, all right, bet. AJ and Devontae should have free game. And now it looks like they're, I mean, it's an overreaction, but their only offense is the touch push now. So, he had a career high in interceptions against a team without Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed, and he kind of, I mean, I'm not going to say throughout the whole game he looked rattled, but it's like he threw his usual quarterback morals out the window in that fourth quarter. Like something must have happened or the defense might have got to him or got in his head. But I think, yeah, they said he tied his career high in interceptions. He just overall didn't look too good. He's having trouble getting the ball to Devonta Smith for sure.
That last interception was insane.
Yeah.
The first two wasn't really his fault, but that last
one. In triple coverage.
It was like a 4th and 8 or something, right?
Yeah, you did not need a 50-yard pass.
And, I mean, obviously we do know the Philadelphia team is gifted with a nice offensive line. They have a good running back in Swift. They don't have to do the whole committee thing unless they want to. Two really good options at wide receiver 1 and 2. The defense lost some pieces, but they're still there. Yeah, they're still there. They added Jalen Carter, and
they got Dean back. I think that was his first game.
Mm-hmm. They did.
The other rookie from Georgia.
Oh, the okay.
Dean, he just played his first game.
Okay, and they struggled against that Jazz defense, and not to say there's still some pushovers, but when you're missing their, you know, what is it, defensive rookie of the year. You expect to see them, you know, handle that game and get the win. They didn't even get the win. So, that's going to wrap it up. Nothing too much to say, but Hurts is a fraud and system quarterback for sure.
For sure. I like that last part.
Nice. I like it. Let's see. What's my next overreaction? I'm gonna also double down on something that I said. I think I said it before the season. Maybe it was week one.
Mm-hmm.
I might even double down with added emphasis this time around, but all the teams that extended their quarterbacks this offseason, like, it's not looking good for the future for y'all, man. Like, The Bengals, they won. You know, yeah. that's all you can say about that game.
1 o'clock game against a West Coast team.
Yeah, but even that was a dogfight. Mm-hmm. Like they barely won that. The Ravens, they won over in London, and I mean Lamar played well. Like it's not even a lot on him. That team is just, I don't know. They just never gonna get that roster right, in my opinion. I don't understand it. We just talked about the Eagles. Hurts looks like a shell of himself from last season. He's already well surpassed his interception total from last season. And their schedule about to get hectic too.
Yeah.
For like the next 8-9 weeks, something like that. Who else? Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones. We don't even have to talk about that one. And what the hell did Justin Herbert do last night? Like, I don't know how many times you can miss Keenan Allen that wide open in one game. Like, and two of them were definitely for like the same route that would have been touchdowns easily. And just missed them flat out. He made bad reads. The interception that he threw at the end of the game, Austin Eckler was right in front of him, like 5-yard check down. And again, like they're gonna have a lot of questions moving forward because they have the worst pass defense in the league right now. They have obvious holes on their roster. Mike Williams can't stay healthy, unfortunately. So they're gonna have to do something about that. And yeah, like all the teams that extended their quarterback this offseason, the exception of the Ravens, kinda. But even when they lost to the Steelers last week, that was kind of like an ugly loss for them. So they kind of still in that conversation too, but. Yeah, it's not looking the best for y'all, man. Not looking the best for y'all at all.
Yeah, for the Lamar thing, Lamar isn't looking bad. It's just, but the turnovers look bad. Yeah. Like, when he's actually, in rhythm, he's looked good. But them turnovers, with the interceptions or a fumble here and there, them joints mm-hmm. are just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll jump into the Herbert overreaction. But like Brian said, I don't even know if it's an overreaction at this point. And I did somewhat steal this from Nick Wright, but I can expound on it now. And it's Justin Herbert has not gotten better since his rookie season. Mm-hmm. And I know people are going to – first thing I did was look up the stats to see what proof there was behind it. And I know the first thing people are going to say, well, his second year he threw 5,000 yards. Yes, you're supposed to statistically get better, but from a skill point – from a skill set, he just hasn't developed anymore. And I think he came in the league really good. Like, mm-hmm. I remember me and G would argue, like, he was saying Tua was coming down, and I was like, it's not even close, bro. Justin Herbert is better. Dolphins will regret not getting him. But first year, I think he came in and broke the passing touchdown record, so mm-hmm. everybody was sizing it. And he mm-hmm. did look good, but it's like, I think we're holding on to that. Like, we're holding on. I don't know if it's the potential or what, because it's what, year four now for Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's year four. And he, you know, we saw the blown lead in the playoff game. We're seeing just, he's not, the simple thing is he's not clutch. Like, when it matters, he just does not show up. It doesn't have to be prime time. It's just any time the game is on the line, he just does not show up. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that Keenan Allen thing was insane. Like, bro was wide, specifically the last, second to last drive. Is wide open.
I think the safety was coming over the top. He would have shook him, and there was nobody else in the frame. Like,
The pass to Eckler on the, I think they were inside the 10. And if you would have just got it Eckler quicker, then it mm-hmm. would have been a touchdown. Then mm-hmm. the pick to Gilmore. Gilmore is sitting right there, bro. Like, he's literally hasn't moved because there's a safety behind him. So he doesn't have to move. And you test him, one of the best cornerbacks in the game. You throw it right his way. I don't know, man. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, they should trade Herbert or what. Because for years, everybody was saying it's like coaching, it's play calls. But no, you cannot keep blaming that when it's the quarterback missing wide open people. That is not on play call, and that's not the coach's fault. That the quarterback's just not delivering. And it's weird. I've been over here trying to think of like an NBA comparison of somebody that is just that has the tools.
You know who it is.
Who?
I mean, this might not be the blatant one, but Chris Paul.
How?
He hasn't. Well, I guess his comparison is more like winning, but I mean winning in the big stage. He can make
plays. Who has like all the tools, but just does not show up.
Nick Wright gave another comparison of that one. Actually, he said Cat.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah, he said Cat came into the league and was like, "Oh yeah, this is a good play. He's definitely gonna be great one day." And it's just like, He's the same. He's still very good, but not, you know, really great, generational, exceptional, none of that.
Hey, man, Nick Wright be spitting sometimes. that's a great comparison, because that is true. Like, statistically, Cat has gotten better some years, but it's like he still hasn't been that guy we think he can be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he just puts it all together, and that's how Herbert is. Like, it's no reason the Chargers keep struggling now. You have the offense is fully loaded. I understand people don't – the Johnson thing might be a bust. I know y'all saw the TCU first-round pick 21. All right. It don't look good.
Yeah. They didn't – yeah, I don't know why they did that anyway.
Yeah, because Mike Williams – y'all just re-signed Mike Williams, I swear. I understand it, getting a third receiver, if, like, you know, one of your two are going out the door, but Keenan's still there. Like, Seattle makes sense because Tyler Lockett maybe could be going after this year.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. DK and Jackson Smith, I think that's the name.
Yeah.
So that makes sense, but the Chargers one didn't make that much sense, especially when you have holes on defense, too. That's mine, is Justin Herbert just has not progressed at all since his rookie season. And the Chargers could miss the playoffs. Or will miss. That's what we're asking. Chargers will miss the playoffs.
Okay. I was debating between two different ones. But I think I'll stick with... I don't even want to say it. But I'm going to say that there's hope for the Falcons franchise. Not quarterback, but just the franchise. Ritter was dishing. I mean, I know he played Washington. I don't think Washington are a bunch of bums, surprisingly. Just can't be a fan of the team. They lost. For the people that might not know that information, the Falcons did lose.
Why'd the Falcons lose?
Because they lost to a team.
No, Ritter sucks.
Yeah, but like I said, we saw him get to throw the ball a little bit. We saw Pitts out there running routes. They might be working on their play calling and actually consider using their first-round pick from, what was it, 2 years ago?
Pitts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Top five pick.
Yeah, so top five tight end pick, yeah. And I saw him getting the ball to Drake London. I mean, I don't. I have hope. Let's just leave it at that. I mean, that's not even... I don't know if I can call an overreaction, because lately all I've been seeing is Spam, Bijan, run pass, you know, really
that
gritty.
Man ran 45 routes last game.
Yes, yes, really gritty. Like, we're giving the ball to our star player no matter what, just wasting his prime years and tiring him out so we can try and get something from him when he's washed. But, yeah, I mean, they look like they actually could be an NFL offense for the first time in I don't know how many weeks. So,
years.
Years.
Since Matty Ice.
Since Matt Ryan left. And, I don't want to go too far on this because I do not want to get clipped up, like, talking about how good the Falcons' passing offense is.
Nothing about the Giants?
We're back, man. We took the L and at the 1 yard line. We were this close. To being like a top five team in the league after beating a top five team in the league. So
what?
You know the logic, bro. You beat the team. That means you're better than the team and the teams they beat.
No. Just no.
Anyways, Tyrod, you got my respect, brother. And
should he stay over Daniel Jones?
Whenever Daniel Jones is healthy, he needs to get back on the field. I just don't think they like blocking for
he
the right
first
man.
Pick.
Huh?
You want a first pick. That's why you want Daniel Jones out there.
I want them to. I want him to save the season, man. It looked like they was out there dishing. No, not dishing. But they was out there actually playing for something. I don't know what the Bills were doing. Maybe they were joking. I know Bass missed a few field goals during those drives, which made him stall out and not score. But they should not be in any position to potentially lose to the New York Giants coming from a Giants fan.
You know who the Giants remind me of?
Don't. But go ahead.
Like a homeless man's version of the Commanders. Think about y'all D-line. It's like y'all try and get like us. But y'all, everybody on y'all D-line is like a poor man's version of our players. You got Thibodeau, who's like a very remedial homeless man's version of Chase Young.
Man, listen.
You got Lawrence, Jonathan Allen.
They had grit. They was out there really getting in under the Bills' skin. I think maybe because it's a New York thing. But, yeah, I mean, we had them really, like, shook. They were shaking in their boots. And honestly, if you want to get me started, that was a second pass interference. Everybody knows
what
it.
What about that half, the one play before halftime when y'all couldn't get to the line of scrimmage either?
It happened.
Y'all literally did it.
It's an NFC thing, NFC East thing, actually, because you know Dak ain't do it. I know Sam about this. His time is coming next. So y'all
time for what?
To not get to the line of scrimmage in time to spike the ball.
Sam's problem is he just holds the ball too long.
Yeah, that sounds like a recurring quarterback recurring issue from the quarterbacks in Washington.
Sam Howell a little different.
Okay, I mean sure, but I'm not gonna. I'll pass this one off to Mr. BQC.
Man, why we even talk about that team on this show? You don't have to do that.
I wasn't forcing it, but y'all got me started.
Who is y'all? Like
I wanted to hear a take on them. This
I didn't say you get a damn take. Thing.
There was the second pass in the field.
Bro, 4 primetime games in 6 weeks?
And we almost won.
None of them. What
the fuck you mean? The good thing is, though, for the Giants, y'all aren't the worst team in the league.
Which is crazy.
Because the Panthers still haven't won a game yet.
I think the Panthers would beat the Giants.
Absolutely. Man, you're going to see
who y'all beat?
The Cardinals.
Yeah,
now they're being down 20-0.
Still don't count.
Yes, it does. They beat Dallas.
No, y'all played Dallas and lost by 40.
But we beat the team that beat Dallas.
Doesn't matter. But y'all didn't beat Dallas.
I just don't understand.
You do understand. You don't want to admit it.
So let me ask you this. So, Dallas beat y'all.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Arizona beat Dallas.
Yes.
And y'all beat Arizona.
Yes. So we beat Dallas. Theoretically.
So what you're saying is,
Washington. Who y'all beat?
Our matchup this weekend is to determine who be the best team in the division. Essentially, is what you're
saying. Yeah. Because if y'all beat us, then that means y'all beat Dallas and the Giants. I mean,
so,
Dallas.
So what's it mean? If Brian beats my ass, and then I beat your ass, but you beat Brian's ass.
That means I beat your ass.
Yes. It does that.
Yes, it
we
does.
Literally fought and I beat your ass. So.
But you lost to somebody that I beat, bro.
Okay.
So that means I beat you too. You got to go where the inconsistencies are. Because, I mean, data's just data. These are stats, bro. What are the facts, though? What are the facts?
That I beat your ass.
And I beat the dude that beat your ass.
Okay.
That's... It's like a Debo and Craig thing, man.
This man, though.
Oh, my God.
Ryan, what you got for your last overreaction?
Shit, I don't even know at this point. That was hilarious. All right, for my final overreaction, the Jaguars are leading the AFC South at 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody else is
looking at that right now. 3-3, but my prediction of the Titans are 2-4.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Can go ahead and let go of that. Overreaction, Ryan Tannehill, retire, please. For the love of the
That's
game.
That's not an overreaction. That needs to happen.
Please. I just hate seeing that man out there playing quarterback. But anyway, Texans winning that division. Texans winning that division.
Can you please say why? Because
one, I feel like I trust C.J. Stroud as a quarterback right now more than Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying C.J. Stroud is better than Trevor Lawrence, but I definitely trust him to go win me a game more than T-Law. And, you know, he got the injury that he might play on Thursday, might not, but we don't know how much that's going to linger, even if he does play through it. The Texans, man, they a scrappy team. They rallying. I expect them to be kind of aggressive before the trade deadline comes around. Try and get another piece on that offense. Mm. You know, I don't know if it'll be a receiver. I'd like to see, you know, somebody free Kyle Pitts from Atlanta so that they can actually use him how he's supposed to be used.
I got Dalton Schultz, bro. Please give me a little bit on
If we're talking Kyle Pitts or Dalton Schultz. Like, let's just stop the conversation.
I'm talking about fantasy, but go ahead. Worry about
that. Even fantasy. Pitts goes to any other team, he's a top two tight end.
Yeah.
Literally, Kelsey's the only one that's in competition with Pitts.
Like, literally. So, yeah, man, I like what the Texans are doing. I like that team, man. I feel like when it comes down to it, they're going to be aggressive to make a couple moves and definitely going to end up winning that division.
I did see, this is my reaction or anything, but I did see with Tannehill hurt, they're going to be doing, you know, the Malik Willis and what's the dude's name? They just, Levis?
Yeah.
That's the name. They're going to be battling that out. And basically, since they're really about to do their rebuild, so Derrick Henry and Hop could be on the blocks. That's going to be interesting to see. Hey, I thought Henry was going to get traded in the offseason, but he didn't.
Hmm.
They need to trade him.
I don't know if this is an overreaction or not at this point either, but Sean Payton is the worst coach in the league. what makes it worse is him calling out Nathaniel Hackett
and going to take his
and losing to him. But at 1-5, I don't know about y'all, but I definitely thought things would be better for them than last year. Thought Sean Payton, Super Bowl winning coach, can help whatever was wrong with Russell Wilson. They got weapons over there. It's still not working. Like, it is not working. They're 1-5 right now. And there are rumors of them possibly trading everybody. They should. Like, get rid of everybody. It just doesn't make sense. The way they're losing. Oh, let me pull up their schedule. But
it's probably just straight L's down that.
I mean, 1-5. But I'm trying to see the teams they lost to. So they, here we go. They start off the season, lost by 1 to the Raiders. Then they lost to us when we came back. Lost to the Dolphins 70-20. The only team they beat is the Bears by 3, which they had to come back and do. Lost to the Jets by 10, and then lost to the Chiefs by 11. They're just not a good team, like straight up. And it has to be coaching. Like, saw somebody say maybe Sean Payton is like Bill Belichick without that quarterback, which is Drew Brees. And Sean Payton really ain't nothing. And that's what it's looking like now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really what it's looking like. I can't think of too many coaches that are in that conversation for being worse, because, like, the teams that are bad, they also lack talent. Like, if you look at the teams that are 1-5 with the Broncos, not a lot have talent. The Panthers 0-6, they don't have much. Like, we don't expect much from them. Let me pull the standings back up. 1-5 Patriots, they don't have talent. Who else? Let me see who else. 1-5 Giants, we know they don't have talent. Cardinals, no talent. Bears, no talent. The Broncos should not be in this conversation with those teams. These are all the teams that are 1-5 or 0-6. And Broncos easily have the most talent out of everybody. Supposed to have the best coach out of these teams, and you're sitting at 1-5. Obviously, bottom of the division. Do they have their pick this year now? I think they do.
Yeah, they should.
The Geno trade. I mean, at the Russell Wilson trade.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. So they're going to get a top three pick, more than likely. Sean Payton is in that conversation for worst coach in the league. Is it, Brian, you would know this better than me. Anybody you could think of that's in that conversation for worst coach, other than, of course, ours?
I mean, they won a couple more games. I'm always having Brandon Staley in that conversation.
Any Charger coach has seen.
Just always. Like, that dude just be out there. Vibes.
Shane, Brian Daboll, Duval, whatever.
He's not one of the worst coaches. He's a good coach.
I like Brian
Daboll. No, I do too. I was just seeing if Shane knew who that was now.
He was just on my screen for half the game because he kept getting inside the Bills head, coach head.
But you saw he was talking, chilling with Josh Allen after the game?
Yeah, they talking, man. You know what that means.
He's going to Buffalo.
Daniel Jones is.
Would it be a backup? That's his next step for sure. That is definitely his next step. I can see the Sam Darnold type archetype with Daniel Jones. I
can't believe they gave him that.
That's contract. What I was just thinking. I'm stuck on that contract is just.
I can't believe they gave Daniel Jones that contract.
All right, well, we finished in good time, so we definitely have time to do guest the player. Let me pull this guy up real quick. We definitely got time. This guy is an active player. Played for two teams.
Okay.
He's currently on his second team.
Okay.
No shit.
Running back.
Okay.
Career high in a year. Career high rushing yards is 1,500 yards in the season with 16 touchdowns. Just rushing. Receiving, his highest is touchdown. He's had two receiving touchdowns. He's a dual threat, but he just doesn't get the touchdowns, I guess. He's had 500 receiving yards in a year. Been in the league since 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, so we know this guy. But he could be leaving the team he's on now also. So his career went 350 yards, 615, 1,100, 1,500, 1,100, 1,100, and he's at 100 this year.
Oh, 100 this year?
Mm-hmm. 109 yards.
Oh, he in the backseat.
God. He went to a well-known college, for sure. He's a four-time Pro Bowler.
Oh. What's he doing with 100 yards right now? Hurt. Nah, maybe.
Born in 95, so he's y'all age.
Hurt? Is he hurt?
Y'all can get y'all three guesses in.
He said 100 yards right now rushing.
Mm-hmm. He also wore the same number for both teams, but on the first team, he switched his number when they did the single-digit thing. But on his team now, he's went back to the original number.
He has 100 yards right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm really...
109, I really, to be exact.
I really can't fathom that, bro. But... two teams.
He said he may be on the move again.
Mm-hmm.
Dalvin Cook.
It is Dalvin Cook.
Dang, that's a good one.
Yeah, my very last guess was going to be his brother in the league, and that was going to be insane. But yeah, Dalvin Cook. Shane, what numbers did he wear?
Let me think. Give me 33.
Uh-huh. And then he switched it to what while in Minnesota?
Seven?
No, it's kind of close. That's honestly what I would have thought, though, for real, for real.
I don't know. Eight? Is it a single digit?
Yeah, it's single.
Two?
Said eight.
All right, it's four minute. Then. It's four. But I was just saying random shit. You know, two? Somebody's wearing number two. That's a running back.
Right, we got some more time, so I have another game. We can go back to the guest the college game for football.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Ready for this, Shane?
Yeah, come on, I don't Shane. Know. Maybe.
All right. Let me get one real quick.
Whoa. That's a bag right there.
Whoa.
He hit him with the same move three times.
All right, got the school up here. Ooh, this might be a good one. First, I don't even see his name up here, but I know he went here. I think his name was Deion Jordan. He might have been a top three pick. Let me make sure I'm getting that.
That name sounds very familiar. He was a pass rusher, right?
Yep. Nope, wrong school. Okay. So don't ignore that one.
Good, because I was about to be lost.
All right.
I feel like I remember where he went anyway.
Where he go?
Deion Jordan?
Mm.
That's not the school that you're picking up, right?
No.
Was it Oregon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what.
All right. Bet. Here we go. This is the school right here, though. I almost said the school name. All right. Miles Jack.
Mm.
You know who that is. Everybody knows
that is. Yeah, we know
who the Seahawks just drafted their running back out of this school, Zach Charbonnet. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the quarterback that just started for the Browns. These are current players that are showing me.
Yeah.
Joshua Kelly for the Chargers. Mercedes Lewis.
Oh, shit.
Mercedes. I didn't know he was still in the league.
Right.
Fabian Moreau. Carl, defensive back. Kyle Phillips. Matthew Slater for the Patriots. Kenny Clark. I don't know some of these names. So I'm not going to name them. This is current, though. Let me see the.
Yeah, throw a few more. I might need them.
This is Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Let's see who else we got. Oh, wait.
Tulsa.
No. Maurice Jones-Drew. Troy Aikman. Shane's favorite player, Jonathan Ogden.
No.
Still no guesses?
Can I get a region?
I know, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
For off who?
Off Thompson Robinson.
Who? Who?
Dorian Thompson Robinson. Oh. Thomas Robinson.
Oh, no, no.
Dang, that's nah, cool. How do you know where he went to school?
I watched him in college. I was like, oh, he's tough looking. I'm going to let Shane get the guesses, though.
Oh, this a running back that went to the school. His name is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So what's the region?
Shane, do you know where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went to college?
I don't know. That nigga too old.
It's the same school. Okay. Trying to look some other names. Since Brian said he already got it.
Yeah.
Oh, West Coast though, Shane. There you go.
Okay, West Coast.
Major Market City.
Major Market City. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought you was going to keep going.
Pac-12.
That ain't helping shit.
That should have been the...
That is not helping shit, but I'm going to say USC.
Whew, you right there.
Damn. I don't know anymore. Rival. I don't know anymore.
You don't know USC's rival. Think of what other colleges are in that city.
You see, no. Stop. Hold up.
What city is it?
It's L.A.
Okay. So what college is in L.A.?
L.A. College. Los Angeles University.
What's the other two letters in front of L.A.?
UCLA.
There we go.
You should have said Lonzo Ball.
I feel like you still wouldn't have got it.
I would
have
got it off of Lonzo.
How you forget the GOAT, though?
Who?
Josh Rosen.
Bro, his name didn't even pop up. That's crazy.
He must not be.
They tried to delete that man from school.
USC?
Sheesh, I forgot him and Darnold, bro. That's crazy. Two ass quarterbacks went to USC and UCLA. Came out the same year. Damn.
UCLA.
All right, Shane, anything you want to say before we end off? Anything for the Giants?
No, not for the Giants, but I do got something to say.
We play this week.
Oh, we play this week?
Yes, sir.
See, we need to go to Q Crib with that one. I ain't going to hold it.
We need to go to a Bengals fan to watch our teams play.
Yeah, man, because I don't know. I just got to be able to talk shit for all the good shit that's about to happen this week, man. And then I got to push
it. Y'all getting a high pick? We're going to help y'all do that.
I don't know what you expect is going to happen, but I know we bringing grit, grime, and stench to the field.
I'm bringing stench.
Yeah, the first half.
I'm bringing stench.
We're not a good first half team, actually. So maybe
that
you
might be even worse than
some shit. That's the stench y'all bringing.
All right. Appreciate everybody that's been tuning in.
Brian, prediction for the Commanders Giants.
What we got? Commanders by 10. And I got the Commanders winning the next three games. Yes, that includes the Eagles game at home.
Oh, we're going to get revenge against them, yeah, for sure.
So, 4-game winning streak, Logan.
You have any prediction for the game, Shane?
I'm going to say y'all won by a game-winning field goal as time expires. And I'll say it's going to not even be a crazy one. I'm going to call it 13-10.
I'll be mad as hell if that game 13-10.
We'll call it 13-10.
I'll agree with the 10. I'm going to say 31-10. All right. I think y'all are bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even just that you're a Giants fan, I'm saying this, but the Giants are really bad. Yeah. Last year was such a fluke. I don't care who's out there for quarterback. And yeah, you can bring up that Bills game. Still, a loss is a loss. Like, at the end of the day, it don't matter. Because we saw Jets and Eagles, obviously. Mm-hmm. Nobody's saying the Jets are, you know.
They are, though.
They are what?
Better than the Eagles.
Are they?
Now they are.
Are they?
For the next few weeks, they are.
I mean, they're not going to rematch.
Exactly.
So what happens when the Jets aren't in the playoffs and the Eagles are?
They had to beat on the worst teams.
Who?
The teams that are worse than the Jets. Because they couldn't beat the Jets to make the playoffs.
Anyways, I do like what Robert Sala said about, you know, him embarrassing the team's quarterbacks. Because they have, bro. They've been shutting down team's quarterback. Not shutting down. Because obviously some people just look at the stat sheets. But they made it very uncomfortable for opposing teams' quarterbacks. But yeah, 31-10 for me, Commanders over Giants. And that's where we can leave it off at. So we'll catch y'all next week. Actually, if y'all free this week, because we got to do an NBA preview.
Yeah, we do. Man. I'm knocking out.
If y'all TikTokers know anybody interested in the NBA league.
No, we don't want the TikTokers. Please, no. We'll find somebody. But just know we're starting our league. Draft this Saturday, but NBA season starts next Tuesday, so we will do our yearly NBA preview episode, including the trades. We have 1 week, man, and if we record this weekend, it means we really have 3 days. Philly, trade Harden.
Please.
That's all I can say, bro.
Please.
Please do not bring this man into the new season. Please, bro. But, yeah, that's it. Appreciate y'all for coming up here. Sure. We'll catch y'all later this week for the NBA and next week for the NFL, and we out.